The hard truth is that a lot of holidays revolve around eating and not healthy eating. I'm recording this episode on Easter, which is surrounded around chocolate, one of my faves. It's super difficult under regular circumstances to stay on track with your healthy eating. Throw in a holiday that's based around junk food like Easter, Halloween, Christmas, Valentine's Day just passed, birthdays even. It makes it even more difficult. Am I right? So that's what I want to talk to you about in this episode today. I will keep it short and sweet. This is your host, Deidre. Thank you for joining me. This is Beyond the Scale Healthy Podcast, a podcast that talks about our mindset, the struggles, the challenges that we face when trying to stay healthy, to feel our best, just friggin' survive. That is how I feel in preparation for the vacation, which is going to be fantastic. It's going to be the best family vacation ever. We are taking our kids to Disney World. But the prep work, the added work this episode is while I'm traveling back home that it's going to be released to you. But, you know, I had to do things in advance. I had to organize my house. I feel like organize my life. To be able to go on this vacation and fully enjoy it my best. And holidays, birthdays, like I had Valentine's Day in February, birthday in March, Easter at the end of March, you know, now vacation. Like vacation goes in with holidays in that it's more challenging because you're eating takeout more often and that you have to choose between the worst. Pick the best of the worst sometimes when you don't have a lot of options. And holidays are similar to that. That there's going to be unhealthy options in there. This is when imperfection really needs to play, right? Where allow yourself to have the treat. Be okay with you're going to have the treat and it's full junk food, no healthy version. Eat the damn piece of cake. Go out for the takeout meal. Enjoy yourself. But this is also where moderation should play. I had a few really bad low sugars where I'm just starving. I could eat the whole wide world. And it was right after a supper. So I didn't have to have a whole lot, but I had a little bit of ice cream. Oh, I could have ate two more or three more bowls. I still feel those urges too. But I remind myself in those instances, you know, that I did have the pretty big scoop. I will start to feel better in a few minutes. You know, if I continue to keep eating, I will definitely feel worse. I won't feel better, right? I did have a treat. I allowed myself that one. I do feel like it was enough. So then I stopped. Not every time it's perfect. I've done them a fair share of binge eating. Literally just had a little marshmallow sweet treat and a chocolate egg not that long ago. Like, I'm not perfect either. And I'm not saying that you need to be, especially when holidays are happening. Those are times when you should be having a treat. You should be having the cake with your kids or celebrating, going out to the meal. Like, that's what holidays are for, special events. Birthdays. Like, that's what it should be about. Same with vacation. You should not feel guilty for having the treats, allowing yourself to enjoy the vacation to its fullest. And in this episode, I really just want to give you tips. Remind yourself realistic reminders and moderation. Have the treat, but allow yourself to stop and realize, okay, you know, my next meal should be a healthier option because I just had two meals that were not great and I feel not great. It's about how you feel, right? It's not about restricting yourself and saying you can't eat anything at all or eating your whole face off and pretending that it's not happening either. Like, there's a happy medium and there's just different ranges within that happy medium. You know, you could plan just to have one and you could probably have eight. But it's also not the end of the world if you had eight. But stop there. Do you know what I mean? or just focus on the next meal. Maybe go push yourself to do a workout. Like, small little steps. Don't worry about, oh my goodness, I just overate and feel super guilty and continue to eat. No. Okay, you overate. Next meal, try to make it healthier. If you need to, go move your body. That'll help remind you that healthier food needs to be in your body. But events, holidays, vacations are meant to be just that, to be a treat. It doesn't have to be 100% all unhealthy food just because you're on vacation, just because it's a holiday. Remind yourself of that. I would feel very terrible. I'm going to have a lot of treats, no doubt, when I'm on this trip, but I'm gone for 3 weeks. If I eat every meal unhealthy, I will feel completely terrible. Ugh, I don't even want to imagine. On top of not working out and exercising as normal as I am, I'll feel gross. But I am going to be doing a lot more steps than my usual day. And some meals are going to be healthy, some meals are going to be treats, some are going to be half healthy. And that's going to be where I feel my best. I may plan for trying to eat healthier than what happens. Who cares? But the goal is just to feel good so that I'm actually truly enjoying my vacation to its fullest. And the same applies to the holidays. If you ate so much junk food before 10 a.m. on Easter, you don't enjoy the rest of your Easter. You're cranky and crooked and your belly hurts, right? Same with Halloween. Have a few treats. You don't need to eat the whole bag and wake up feeling like your whole belly is going to die inside, right? Christmas time. Have a few treats. Have a few half-healthy treats. Spread them out. Valentine's Day, have the cheesecake, have the chocolate, whatever you want and really crave. And birthdays, have the damn cake, have what you want. But focus on moderation a little bit, right? You don't eat the whole cake. Have a big slice or two small ones. A realistic amount, have a treat. It's not the end of the world. Your next meal can be a bit healthier. It's not like you're never going to go work out again. I'm not going to be lifting any weights for the next 3 weeks, but I'll survive. I'll be dying for the gym and excited to go work out again when I get back. Like, there's benefits, right? I will be getting more cardio in that I've been not doing. Benefit there, right? There'll be not snow, hopefully, when I come back. I can get out for runs again. Don't focus on the negatives and, you know, feeling like you can't eat anything and restricting yourself and focusing so much on everything you can't do or can't have and trying to be in this extreme. Healthy mindset. Healthy overall, not perfect, aspect and look overall of your nutrition and your training. It's waves, man. It is not perfect ones. Sometimes our workouts are going really, really well. Sometimes they're not going really well. You go back again. You just keep going. Sometimes you get a couple in a week. Sometimes you don't get any. Sometimes you take a few weeks off, but then you come back into it stronger than ever. Holidays, healthy holidays. They're not going to be perfect, and they're not supposed to be. I know there's a lot of them. There is. And they come around quicker than you think. So start saving the treats that you love to have, the really good treats for the holidays, for the special events, for the birthdays, so that they feel even more special when you're having them. If you're having those treats all the time, they don't feel very special when you have them, right? Make them something that's not never, ever you can't have, but just a rare occasion, because it's not that good for you. It doesn't make you feel good and you don't enjoy it as much if you're eating it all the time. It's about moderation, remember? And majority, not perfect. So in regards to your healthy holidays and vacations and added challenges to trying to eat healthy and stick to your workout routine, don't focus on black and white and one extreme or another. Focus on saving those extra big treats, special occasions, and all, and these holidays. Like, that is when I have my treats. I have half-healthy treats or some treats on other days that are not planned and not special holidays, but most of the time I save them for a special event, a vacation, a holiday, a birthday. That's why I eat healthier on the other meals. Control what you can when you can. You don't have to be perfect. That's the freaking goal and mindset here. Thinking about it in a healthy way, moderation, not guilt, right? Having the treat, being okay with the fact that you had the treat, but what's healthy going forward? To have another healthy meal, to get back into your workouts. Not all the time perfectly, not one extreme or the other. Moderation and a healthy balance. Again, the balance is not going to be perfect, but holidays, have the damn treat. That's what the holidays are for. Same with your vacations, same with your special events. But get right back on track. Not perfectly, but be realistic. Talk to yourself like a real person and in a good way. Just say, you know what? You had your treat. You got it out of your system. Let's have a healthy meal next. Let's plan our next workout. Healthy, happy balance. You got this. I hope this episode helped. I hope that these tips will be something that you remind yourself in a healthy way going forward. And hopefully you'll re-listen to this episode or share it with a friend. Thanks so much for listening. You got this.